Ja, da, 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 da,
The next song we learned from a friend of Caterina's. We said we have an Italian witch named Befana in our bass broom dance, and we want a song that serves him well. And so he helped us find this song about Befana. Now we've welcomed a lot of old crones and witches into our works. Yes, and Broom Dance was full of them. We had 4 or 5 crony witches. Now, La Tuerta was one we tried to seduce, we tried to bring her in. She refused. She's too many demands. She's far too busy. And we're really trying hard to woo her here, so we hope today will be our day. Please help us. Please applaud. Make her think that you like us, maybe. She likes the accordion. I can't play it very well, so I really hope she likes it.
Arriva pian pianino, dai monti la Befana, con la sua legna strana, stanca per il cammino. Vado a riposare, datele del guanino, e vedrete che con pochino la potrete
Thank you. Elsa. Do you think you got her? You should see her rider, though. It's terrifying.
Bones. Flesh.
Speaking of crones, this one is about a young lady. Well, she's not young. She's a lady. She's walking in the fields, tending to her cow, and encounters a bear. And she sees a bear and says, please, bear, don't eat my cow. Eat my mother-in-law instead. Because I have to milk the cow, feed the kids. You know, I really need that cow.
So because we didn't have enough languages in this piece, we decided to bring something from Western Europe. This is a rondo, which this would be a dance normally done in the Balfolk tradition. Everybody lined up, and it's a rondo. And it's one of the classic stories about a young girl who gets, she's just minding her business, swinging under the apple tree, and... You know, old dude comes up and says, hey, want to be my friend? And she says, well, if you want to be friends, I got a knife here. I can cut that hump off. That's the story. He's a hunchback, so, you know. But. Another happy song.
We're full of happy.
Can't all be happy.
Hey, that's folklore for you.
Yeah. This new hurdy-gurdy. New hurdy-gurdy from Austria. And this is its debut.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are Birdbone Theater. Alexandra Bragashevska. Ekaterina. And I'm Alison Gowan. Thank you very much. Thank you, CFRC, very much. And thank you, Rob, for the amazing sound hub.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, there we go. Everyone, we're just going to have a little bit of an intermission before our next act comes on. We have Foster, Shea, and Sudak for your listening pleasure. But there are many fabulous refreshments to enjoy right outside the cafe. I encourage you to get yourself a yummy beverage and mingle around for a few minutes, and we'll be back on stage with another wonderful act for you shortly.
What the f-
Did you start the claim with TD Insurance yet?
Ooh.
Kinda like the way you know the pain, know the day bleeds.
To come on back in. Thank you so much to Birdbone Theater for starting things off. Yeah. And I am delighted to welcome our next musical ensemble. We have the dynamic trio of Foster, Shay, and Sudak. Foster, Savannah Shea, and Anna Sudak grew up within 30 kilometers of each other in very different families, each filled with music and laughter, each producing a sensitive, perceptive, expressive daughter with excellent pitch and impeccable taste. These daughters grew into three powerhouse singers who forged unique paths in the same direction, a life with music as its centerpiece. Their respective careers have spanned decades, cities, bands, ensembles, solo projects, private trials, and public triumphs. As a trio, they are finding a home for some of their most personal work and a place to party with beloved songs by artists from all over the musical map. Please welcome Foster, Shay, and Sudak.
Hi. Check, check. Ooh, ah.
Yeah?
To all the places where I've never been, some in the distance and some in my skin. Banks come down heavy when the mortgage
song by Bruce Coburn called Into the Now. And it's wild that we're going out to air, eh? Feels pretty wild.
Is it?
You're not talking? You don't want to talk today?
If they're listening, they don't know that I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Anna's. They don't know that Anna's wearing a hat with, like, bugs all over it.
Live bugs.
And you've got skeleton arms coming out your back.
You can see those?
Yeah.
Oh, aren't we on YouTube? Didn't Etta come and tell us?
Yeah. Yeah. Mama, you're going to be on YouTube. So like and subscribe if you're listening.
Okay.
Thank you all for coming out on an afternoon. This is really nice. Thank you to Burn Theater. That was so cool. Wow. I'm feeling very inspired. Yeah.
Especially when they talked about being in the bowels of CFRC.
Yeah.
It got All right. me.
Is this muted?
Oh,
it's not muted. No. Did I just turn it down?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. There you go.
Passing around. For those of you in the car listening, we're passing around guitars and stuff.
You're passing cars. We're passing guitars.
Song about everybody moving away. Some of you came back.
Goodbye.
tracking my own tracks. Oh, it never fails to never move. And I get caught looking at you, not looking back. Crying out, what do I do now? What do I do?
Afraid a bit of shakers.
I couldn't.
I want to so badly, but I've been shaker shamed so many times in my past.
Come on, let's get into it. What happened?
I don't know. You ever go to basically entirely male jazz school for 4 years? It'll do some damage.
You're always welcome to shake around us any way you want.
They don't know I did that.
No, they know.
This is the last song was written by Christina Foster. This song is written by Anna Sudak. It's called Boxing Gloves.
When it's a tornado, this is what you call the eye. If it's a boxing ring, this is circling the other guy. You've known him for forever, and you can't wait to meet him on the other side. Everything you thought was underground is hanging overhead. Bell rings, do the right thing, but you had to bring your boxing gloves instead. No one is immune here. No one's got time to read between round two. You versus him, watch as the fields and the farm and the chickens and the stream and the dreams that you both believe in start to spin, and you're singing, here comes the sun and get happy. Do you believe in magic? You're so vain. Don't let me down,
don't let me down,
down here,
here comes the sun, get happy, do you believe in magic, you're so vain,
don't let me down, maybe you are giving me that credit, I swing blindly to demand. Maybe you are reaching out or tossing what you don't want in your hand. I know
so too. It's been a long, cold, lonely. It has been a long, cold, lonely. It's been such a long, cold, lonely. And I bet you think I bet you think so too. It's been a long, cold, lonely. It has been a long, cold, lonely. It's been such a long, cold, lonely. And I bet you think, I bet you think this song is about you.
Did you think that song was about you? It's about me, right?
I thought it was about me, yeah. That was so good.
About 50 people. Oh, go on.
I meant to tell you last night when we were rehearsing how gorgeous your voice is in that verse that you sing all by yourself. You go so hot. Your mix is just so beautiful.
Usually in a band rehearsal situation, that's like a way of saying, I don't think we want to sing backup on
no,
that part.
Oh, no, no.
You'd be like, you know, I've been noticing like how good it sounds when it's just you.
No, I didn't. Not but at all. I don't it's think just that I'm not listening to you as hard when I have things
like,
to do.
I'm just giving them like insider if you're not in.
That's fine. You don't have to take the compliment. That's fine.
I have trouble taking compliments. I've been told that before.
Can't keep fighting on stage.
I was literally trying to be like performatively nice on stage, you know? Like, I would have been nice to you last night, but I forgot. So I was like, why not do it in front of a whole bunch of people?
I actually do accept your compliment, and I really appreciate it.
Can you tell? Do you believe?
I do.
Let's take a vote. Who believes?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
This is a breakup song.
Is it about me?
Do we tell them what it's about before we sing it?
No,
what do we think?
No, it's a breakup song.
Okay,
it's
this is a breakup song.
You already did.
There's nothing good in you and nothing that you show me is illuminating something I want to add illumination to. Nothing I want from what you're bringing to the table, which I could leave you far behind and get on with this living mine. And I can't look at you one second longer. And it's better without you. Better without you. So much better without you. No, I'm not dead yet, but you make me age at double speed. I'm feeling the slip slide away from who I used to be. Stupid memories, I'll take them to the grave with me. And I can't look at you one second longer. I am getting to the end of my rope. I can see the future, and it's better without you. Better without you. Better without the way that you don't bleed. You die right there between my hands, and I don't make a move to plug your life support back in again. But when I wake up, you are lying there right next to me. I wanna throw you at the wall. I hate you and what you done to me. And I can't look at you one second longer. I am getting to the end of my rope. I can see the future, and it's better.
Thank you for cheering. That was fun.
I think they know what it's about.
Do you guys know what it's about? Anyone?
Did you figure it out?
Oh, Kathy. Kathy spilled the beans. Oh, okay. It's a song about your cell phone. You know, I have a dream. I don't plug your life support back in again, that kind of thing. I'd love to just throw it in a river.
The song?
No, no. The phone.
Just joking, guys.
All right, what's happening next? I like how we nearly gave someone a heart attack with that one. That was good.
Who?
Alex nearly died there.
It was about a honey.
You were like, whoa, Savannah. Yeah.
No, I'm
meta lover.
A honey of sorts.
And yeah. I'm actually very happy and in love, guys. Just kidding. Well, I am, but not famously. Slightly famously. I only talk about it most of the time.
Cute.
I think I am sweating up here.
It's hot in here. It's hot outside.
It's good, though.
It's hot in the world. It's
all right. We knew we had to play this one.
Yeah.
We knew we had to play this one. The song's called Radio. Hello.
Yay! Yes! Thank you!
So maybe we can take this time... Oh, you're drinking.
To say our favorite radio stations, GTO 960.
No.
CFRC. Come on.
101.9.
Yeah.
And also, thank you. Thank you to...
Oh, yeah.
To CFRC
and everyone at CFRC doing their thing.
Thanks for having
us here.
It's really awesome.
Anyone
continuously a large supporter of artists in the community, and we're very grateful. Yeah.
And we have yet to do our little. What did you guys say in the bowels of Carruthers Hall?
We're orbiting the bowels, but we're not quite.
We haven't gone into the tummy yet.
We're going to do it. And who knows what's going to come out. Poop on the radio?
That yeah. Famous band, Poop,
Poop
on the Radio.
God.
I am a leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns wear satin gowns in a high beam frame. Loretta Lynn guides my hands through the radio.
Listen to the radio.
SRC.
This is a this is a song I wrote a really long time ago, so long ago that he might not even remember it, but I came to Kingston one time and recorded it, and Spencer Evans, who's in the audience tonight, he actually wrote and recorded a clarinet part for the middle of this song, and somewhere in the bowels of my own life, I have a copy of that recording. And it was all right. For six or seven nights, they held each other so damn tight that their skin got thin and it nearly wore away. That's when you say it's time to make something strong enough to preserve this. And you start building an ark, praying for rain, thinking, what did I do to deserve this? And you swear you'll never. She called her friends, said, I'm closer to the edge than I have ever been before. For the moment, let's pretend that it's a year ago. Today, you'll tell me everything's okay. 'Cause I'm tearing out my hair tonight. And if I jump, I might just float away. That's when you say, she thought. She wandered room to room like the child that time forgot, and I remember how she made me feel ashamed, but I miss her anyway, and I whisper every day, come back to me. I am waiting, honestly. I'm alone. There's no one home. You'd be as scary as you please. It just takes a light to flicker once or twice for me to think it's right. Right. I'm right where I am supposed to be, and that's when you see nothing could be strong enough to preserve this, and time's telling itself not to be so conservative. I need you to laugh. It's very important to me. Just because you don't have to. But I swear I'll never do it again. I swear I'll never do it again. I
Jack's original song, everybody.
Now imagine it with a clarinet solo in the middle.
It does need clarinet.
Outrageous.
Should we ask for time?
Let's do it. One more.
Okay. We have one more song for you tonight. We started with a cover. We had a cover in the middle. This is our final cover.
And then Oscar.
And yeah. Oh, sorry. For us. I just meant. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but guess who's coming up?
Yeah. We've got Oscar Evans coming up.
Don't turn off the radio. Don't turn off the car radio. Pull over.
Idle in your driveway.
Idle. Well,
no matter where you're going.
Right. Don't idle.
Don't idle.
No, I'm saying idle. It's do it.
No, it's one of the big sins.
One of the big six
turn
sins.
One of the big seven.
Engine off. What do we do?
This is a song by an artist named Laura Mavula, who's from England, and it's called Sing to the Moon.
who gasped?
I loved that. Ready?
Hey there, you shattered in a thousand pieces.
Center in March. On
March 13th.
Friday the 13th. I think you can get tickets already. So we'll see you there.
Hi, how's it going? Once again, everyone, please give a big, big round of applause for Foster Shay and Sudak. lovely performance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course. Oh, no, 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 no worries at all. You're all good. Please don't forget, everyone, to go outside, get a refreshment, say hi to our people at our CFRC booth. Everyone, thank you very much for supporting the Broom Factory and CFRC, our local station here. I'm super, super excited to introduce today's headlining artists, the Oscar Evans Group. Okay, I'm kidding.